Probably the number one message that I get from creators when I teach them the rope pitching method is, what do I say to a brand that doesn't feel like it's all about me? So today on the podcast, we have created a game called the Sponsor Fishbowl Spinner. And I'm very excited to introduce my lovely co-host, Joe Casabona. Joe,
hello.
Let's go.
Hello.
Welcome
so
in. Yeah, you. Dude, this is going to be great. So if you don't know Joe, Joe is my lead coach inside our Wizards Guild sponsorship coaching program. You've been doing sponsorships for what, a decade?
Yeah. I think so. I've been podcasting for 12 and I got my first sponsor shortly after that.
Look at that. Yeah. So you may recognize Joe if you're in our coaching program, but we're going to have a bunch of fun today. Yeah. And so the cool part is that Joe has vibe coded a program for us to actually do this. And we're going to just jump right into this.
Yeah.
Give me some of the ground rules of like how we have 60 seconds for this.
Yeah, we've got 60 seconds. I'll start the, you know, it'll be a 60 second pitch. So maybe we can have like five to like read the
okay.
brand.
And explain what is in here, right?
Yes,
here.
So I should say the fishbowl is a prop. We have okay. more brands.
Oh, it's a prop. Okay.
Yes. The fishbowl is a prop because I started writing them out and I thought we've got real and fake brands here.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I didn't realize that.
Okay.
With the fake brands, there should be a description.
Okay.
And so
okay.
our one, little vibe coded thing here will okay. randomly generate from our list of 30 or 50 real or fake sponsors.
Okay.
One line description.
Okay.
It'll tell us if it's fake or not.
Okay.
And then we'll start the 60-second timer.
Okay. Should I do the first one?
I would say so. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. I'm kind of scared.
All right.
Frost Kit. Premium ice cubes with flavor cones. Cores. Oh, my God.
Let me know when you're ready.
Go. All right. So, Frost Kit, I noticed that you just came out with your new strawberry flavor core. I think that's perfect for the summer. I was curious if you've ever ran any sort of summer promotion around, especially in parts of the United States that are especially hot. Maybe this could be a geo-targeted campaign. Basically, I can create some content, like, you know, maybe 15 to 30 second ads that we run, that you run on Facebook and Instagram. I don't even have to upload them on my platforms, but you can run those ads in parts of the United States where it gets especially hot. I'm curious if you've ever tried doing that. I can create five ads for you. Curious if you might be able to hop on a call on Tuesday to chat through this.
Love it.
Okay, so
time to spare there.
Was. I mean, we just went right into it.
Yeah,
there.
You rolled right into it. Yeah.
Let me self audit real quick, and then I want you to roast that.
Yeah.
I did not give them any O in the rope.
Yeah.
I just realized I didn't talk about myself at all.
Just launched. Yeah.
But I thought I was good. I focused on them.
Yep.
But yeah, I didn't talk about myself. I should have linked something back to what I do.
Yeah. Like, why are you qualified to, cause I mean, that's the balance, right? I think people focus too much on themselves, but you do need to talk about yourself a little bit. What I like about what you did is you just said like, hey, we just give you UGC, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't, even if you've never heard of me, you can tell how charismatic I am.
I was making the pitch up as I went because it was 60 seconds.
Yeah, right,
I did not know I was going to pitch UGC until halfway through
until
the pitch.
Until
I got there. But it started when I was like, oh, yeah, this is good for like maybe parts of the U.S. that get hotter.
Yeah.
Texas.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I don't know if that's like, this is actually, let's talk about this because I think not a lot of creators realize that when brands run paid ads, mm-hmm. oftentimes they're running different versions of the creative for different parts of the country.
Yeah.
So you can imagine this, especially like for brands that have some sort of seasonal component.
Right.
They may be running a very different ad in Texas or California or Florida or something than they are in the Midwest or the Northeast where there's still snow or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had the benefit of thinking while you were pitching. And so like something I thought was like for summer break, these might be a great way to get my kids to drink more water instead of juice or something like that.
That's actually a cool one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so maybe like a parent targeted angle.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, it gets hot in the summer. Your kids want to drink juice all the time or soda or whatever. These flavor cores are a great way to add a little bit of flavor and make sure your kids are still hydrated.
All right, your turn. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, draw a sponsor.
Draw a sponsor. FitRidge, wearable ring that measures posture.
Not sure how that's technically going to work, but start the timer. Oh, okay. Yeah, restart it. Here we go.
Hey, FitRidge, I recently saw that you released your wearable ring that measures posture. I am a solopreneur that works from home and I have a sit-stand desk, and my audience is really interested in making sure that they have ergonomic stuff at their desk, right? So what I'd love to do for you is a YouTube video reviewing the wearable ring, measuring and sharing my own posture, and then creating 3 short form videos and give you the paid usage rights to those for 30 days. I'd be really happy to share a case study I did with the Elgato Stream Deck, another thing that's always on my desk. We had a very successful campaign with them. What are your thoughts?
Boom. 12 seconds, 13 seconds to spare on that
one. Yeah, look at that.
How does it, well, first of all, before I roast you, how does it, do you feel anxious, like having to just launch right into something without preparing?
No, I feel like I live a lot of my life that way, for better or worse. you know, I think like I did a lot of drama club.
Oh, okay.
And I taught in the classroom. I think, and one of the, man, when I was defending my, I have my master's in software engineering. And so when I was defending my master's, I started to explain this thing that I didn't really understand because my advisor like recommended it and I described it wrong. And he interrupted me and was like, that's not really how it works. And so I just kind of had to like roll into, you know, I rolled into it with a joke and I said at the end, I was like, does anybody have any questions about anything except the bounding box algorithm? Like, you can ask Dr. Bishop. That got a lot of laughs. And so, like, I think it's, like, a winning combination of, like, having the performative background but also putting my foot in my mouth a lot.
Got it. Got it. Well, I think you did. I think you did great. Okay, thank so you. Audit yourself.
Okay, so I didn't really talk about any of their own content. I talked about my audience, but, again, I didn't mention, like, specific organic content, even though I have – a ton of office stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, this was like a really good fit for me.
FitRidge, call your boy.
yeah, exactly. and then I think I was like kind of light on the deliverables. Like, I, you know, oh, I'd love to do a long form video, short form, and then like paid usage rights. Like, I don't think I varied it up much on the platforms. The Elgato made that up.
Yeah, okay. Mean, yeah. Sure, yeah. you know, when it comes to one of the reasons I think this is like a fun exercise to do is that, especially in the age of like LLMs and ChatGPT and Claude and things like that, you know, people, creators are getting more comfortable with using those to like write an email that sounds like pretty good that right, you can like send to the brand. Yeah. But when you're on a phone call with them, you kind of can't use LLMs. And so doing exercises like this, in addition to pitching, even a negotiation type role play where you're like, the brand says this, what do you say back? You know, it's important to like practice this stuff on your feet, learn what to say. And so I think forcing the 60-second clock is obviously, you're never going to get like an artificial timer like that in real life. But right. I think it's like helpful to like get you to start thinking on your feet.
Yeah. I mean, I think the elevator pitch is a thing for a reason, right? You need to be able to keep things tight and succinct. And then, like you said, I mean, I think one of my biggest maybe learnings from sponsor games for like how creators behave is they get really nervous when they're on live calls and they ask a question that they or they get asked a question that they don't necessarily know the answer to, and they fumble a little bit and they feel like they need an answer on the spot. And so like doing something like this makes you think more on the spot. And I like you said, I think that's really helpful. Like, you're not always going to have ChatGPT there to like hold your proverbial hand.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. So. All right. Great work. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Text Pilot. All right. Let's start the timer. Oh, let me read it and then I'll start the timer. Text Pilot, AI tool that helps you write better emails.
Ooh.
Start timer. Hey, Text Pilot, or hey, Jim. I noticed that on your website, you don't have a lot of great information about why people would want to use TextPilot over a native LLM like ChatGPT or Claude. I actually think that's a huge differentiator for TextPilot, and I would actually love to create some content for your landing pages, either for your landing pages on your website or your knowledge base that you can direct people to when they prospective customers when they ask about these objections, like why would I pay for TextPilot when I already pay for ChatGPT or something like that. So I could create 10 videos for you. I actually have an outline already laid out of like the 10 buckets of content that I think you need to have to overcome these types of objections. Curious if you have some time next week to chat about this.
Man, we are in that 52nd-ish
spot. I think so, yeah. Right? So let me self-audit. It's funny. Like, I've started thinking about this type of like more objections that consumers have mm-hmm. as an angle to pitch brands.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times brands, this is a really interesting way to get them intrigued at like, this is not just a creator. This is someone that's thinking more thoughtfully right. about our product or our business than like the random person being like, hey, do you have any campaigns to work with me?
Right.
It's like someone you're saying, not in a condescending way. You're not being like, you suck. Right. Your copywriting sucks. It's more like, here's what I'm seeing in the market.
Yeah.
Here's what me and my friends are like, what I think the perception is about your brand. And I actually think you could be winning more customers, by just being like yeah. obvious, like naming that. You know?
I'm thinking about your problem, right. not just my money problem.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So roast me.
Yeah. So I think I think that was really good. I love that you focused on, this is barely a roast down, but
right.
I really like that you focused on like what their website was lacking. Cause I think again, a lot of people, I fall into this trap too of like, I saw you posted this on Instagram. I can post something similar. And now that I'm talking through it, like when someone reaches out to me to be on my podcast, if they're like, hey, you talked to this guest about this, I'd love to also talk about that. I'm like, I already talked about that.
right.
So, yeah. So I like the gym. I like the 10 videos. I don't have a lot of negative notes on this one. I mean, I think this is like this is like a product that mostly exists.
One thing yeah. that I think I could have done better yeah. was talked about how I've done something similar for another brand, maybe.
Right.
I pointed them towards like, hey, I've done a similar tutorial type partnership with this other brand or whatever to help them understand that I'm not just like some random person.
So let me ask you, you said like 10 videos. Do you think that's too much? Like, you know, we want it easy to execute.
Yeah.
Do you think if someone sees 10 videos, they're like, that feels like a project?
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, there is the danger that like someone would see that and be like, oh, like I got to like, I don't have time to like
yeah.
work back and forth with this person on 10 videos.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe we reduce it to something like 5. I mean, the point is like just giving them some sort of number.
Right.
So yeah. they can react to it. Not like, hey, what do you like? We'd love to hop on a call and like right. talk through
yeah.
ideas.
Yeah.
Like we're giving something very tangible that yeah. they can react to and come back yeah. and maybe. So yeah, maybe making it 3 to 5 to something that would feel more like bite size.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I mean, I just think about like how we help people in Wizards Guild, and yeah. sometimes it's like they're throwing the kitchen sink at them.
Yes, yes. That is actually a pretty common thing that we see in the coaching yeah, program is people are feeling as though they need to. They're almost like proactively trying to imagine what the brand is going to say back to them.
Right, yeah.
And they're like, actually, there was just a coaching question yesterday or something about this, where in the guarantees section.
Yeah.
They said something like, and if I don't get that many views, right. I'm going to do XYZ for you.
Yeah.
And this is like a common thing, like yeah, no shade yeah, yeah. or anything.
Right.
So I think it's like a lot of times what we say is like, don't lead the witness.
Right.
Don't assume that they're already on the defensive of right. like being skeptical about whether you can deliver. I think this is something that creators fear.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't negotiate against yourself.
Against right? yourself. Like, yes.
I've gotten asked for very few make goods, which is what the guarantee is, right? And so, like, if a brand is like, hey, what if, then I might suggest a make good. But I'm not going to make more work for myself,
yeah.
I think,
right.
especially if the goal is not necessarily views.
Right, totally. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Last one.
Ship Maven, AI shipping assistant for small businesses.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah.
This is right. a good one. Start timer.
Right. Hey, Janine, I recently saw that you did a video talking about drop shipping and how Ship Maven is the next evolution in drop shipping. I have a lot of solopreneurs in my audience who are really interested in expanding their offerings to something like drop shipping, and I think that Ship Maven would be a great fit for them. So what I'd love to do for you is do a 5-minute video demo on how quickly solopreneurs can get set up with their side hustle using ShipMaven. I'd like to do 4 videos short form for use different use cases. And I'd love to have you sponsor my podcast for 3 months. We can even interview your founder if you'd like. Something that I recently did in another campaign was using an AI tool for improving writing. And again, my audience loved it. I'd love to share the results of that campaign with you.
Pretty good. Timer's up.
I know.
All right. What did you think of your own pitch?
Let's see. So I think that I struggled with the deliverables. Again, I keep going back to kind of the same ones.
Yeah.
My main platform is podcasting, yeah. And I made that last for some reason. And like, I think like this would actually be perfect for a podcast because mm-hmm. like how much video demo is there?
Need?
Right. So I would definitely switch around the deliverables. And then, you know, I think maybe my proof, I just kind of picked an AI tool out of the air. But like, you know, I think I might, I would probably find something better, do a little bit more research on who they help and that sort of logistical stuff.
One thing that I really liked about your pitch was the idea about interviewing the founder. Yeah. This is actually, don't underestimate this. Like a lot of times brands get so excited about some sort of mechanism where their founder or someone on their, you know, marketing team gets to just like talk about what mm-hmm. they're doing and share the founding story that is in a place other than their own channels.
Right.
And that, even if there's no tangible concrete business outcome from that, right. like sales or new trial signups or whatever, they love being able to like share this around internally on the Slack and be mm-hmm. like, we got, you know, like press almost
yeah.
on these things. Even if they had, you know, even if it was like a sponsorship to be part of that and sponsoring all the you know, like a ad insertion or whatever on yeah. the pod. Actually, we have some coaching clients who this is like a playbook that they yeah. run where yeah, yeah. a big part of the deliverables is interviewing people on the team, whether it's like in person at their, in fact, one of our coaching clients just flew out to the corporate training offices of,
oh, nice.
Or the corporate offices of one company. And this was like the main, so they basically inked this deal, and I'm going to anonymize this, of course,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
they basically inked a deal where it was podcast, where the like mid-rolls were the primary deliverable. And a few interviews, but the brand did not ask this, but they said, hey, can I fly to your headquarters? Because I know that your executive team is going to be there. Cause in the conversation they said, oh yeah, our executive team's flying in a couple weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said, can I come out there and interview for the content that I'm going to create for this
right.
partnership, interview a bunch of the people there. Like, can we carve out like 3 hours or whatever out of their
yeah.
day? And they were like, of course. Amazing.
Yeah.
And so the person did this on their own time, flew out there, but think about what that did.
Right.
They established the rapport with
yep.
the CEO, the CMO,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the people on the executive team, all this great content,
yep.
the, you know, the executive team, they're not usually in like customer facing content.
Right.
So they got this opportunity to yep. do that. And like, what do you think now is going to happen? They're going to remember this creator.
Yep.
When time comes to do a renewal,
yep.
they're going to, oh yeah, let's go, you know, hire that creator
Absolutely.
that interviewed us,
yeah,
this type of thing.
Let's do that again.
So like, you think anyone's doing that? You think
no.
any other creator is going to be willing to like go out of pocket for something like
no.
that? But again, it's in service of the overall relationship.
Yeah, I mean, it's like easy to execute to the millionth degree,
dude,
right?
100%.
Like, you know, executives, even of tech companies, like don't know how the remote tools usually work, and you got to talk them through it. And like, oh well, I really like you need headphones, like, and just like. No, I'll show up to your place with a microphone. Like, it'll be great, right? Like,
right.
So brilliant.
I think one thing that you may have seen when we were doing these pitches is that, like, yeah, sometimes we kind of got into the same old trope of, like, I'm going to pitch you social media assets and YouTube videos yeah. and podcasts or whatever. But don't be afraid at pitching more esoteric things.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm going to come to you. Or, oh, let's do this at that trade show that's coming up. And, like,
yeah.
like let's hire a videographer and, like, film it in your booth. Or,
yeah.
like, let me come to your offices. Or, like, let's go to one of your customers. You know, like, don't be afraid of, like, pitching – kind of thing, like they're not going to be like that's a dumb idea. They're
right.
going to be like, oh, the love.
Let's like talk through this.
Yeah, let's talk through that. This is
yeah.
a cool idea. And again, it's all in the name of like differentiation.
Yeah, I mean, like my, you know, to your point about sponsors actually being interviewed. Like I did a live stream where we fielded questions from the audience about, you know, this company's new like AI integration, and it was great. Like they were happy, even though the live stream didn't get a ton of views. Like it created. And then the other thing you can do here, right, is if you do have like the founder on, is, hey, you know, I can give you licensing to reuse this content or clip it up, or if it's just you, maybe you want to talk about how that can work, because that is a lot less work for them. You always want to make their job easier.
100%. So if you thought this was fun and you would also like to pitch your dream brand, this is something that we do regularly inside our coaching program. We actually have co-working sessions where we all show up at the same time on a given day. It's a silent thing. We're not talking to each other, but it's an accountability thing, right?
Yep.
And we're drafting pitches. We're doing follow-ups. This is part of the game, right? Yep. Is like creating a habit out of nurturing brands, reaching out to brands. So if you want to find out more information about our Wizards Guild coaching program, make sure to go to wizardsguild.com or click the link below. Until next time.